Well, hey there, guys. This is music minister and director of Soldiers for Christ Online Church. Today, it's a beautiful Sunday, and wanted to bring you encouragement on the importance of believing what God has done for you because you've seen it, and not doubting or being obstinate when He tells you to do something. You know, oftentimes we ask ourselves, well, is this God speaking, or, you know, is this the right thing? Really, if you have to question God, then you've gone too far. And in this episode, we go over how this was demonstrated by the words of Isaiah in Isaiah 48 as he's talking to the house of Jacob. You know, it speaks of, I've shown you this, you've seen God act, why don't you acknowledge it? In other words, why not put your utmost faith and trust in the Lord? So I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. Don't forget to check out a wonderful podcast, SGMP.com. That's Southern Gospel Music Podcast. And the host, Darren Sutherland, and Dr. Jeff Steele of the Steele Family talk about Southern Gospel music, groups, etc. So don't forget to check out that awesome podcast. And on the money side of things, letting your money be governed over the Prince of Heaven, or the Prince of the World, i.e. God. Check out Dave Ramsey as he talks about aligning your faith with your finances to get away from this terrible thing called debt. He says, debt is dumb and it's something you need to get away from. So check that one out. Also, The Rachel Cruze Show, his daughter, to learn about how to live luxuriously and to plan the perfect vacation, etc. And a bunch more wonderful things. On top of this, don't forget to explore other podcasts. Until next time, let's get right into episode 8 of SFC, A Walk with God. Amen. All right, everybody, please stay tuned as in the next few minutes, you will hear another episode from SFC, A Walk with God. This podcast is brought to you by Soldiers for Christ Online Church. If you want to serve or have anything regarding joining or questions, please email us at soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Again, that's soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Please enjoy the episode. God bless. Hey guys, this is Amos Waterbury, a music director and minister of FSC Online Church, Soldiers for Christ. I just want to say that for those of you that are struggling with this new year starting, etc., don't lose heart. Keep pushing, because this is what we call the devil interfering. And you just have to say no to, you know, the lies and stuff that come up, and really focus on, you know, the task at hand, which is doing what God wants us. Amen. So I'm going to pray here a little bit. And today we're going to talk a little bit on we're reading, we're going to talk a little bit about Isaiah 48, I believe, is the one. Hear ye this. Yes, Isaiah 48 is talking about submission and, you know, following the will of God. So we'll be talking about Isaiah 48, read through it and talk about it, discuss it. And the reason why I feel this is important is there's so many times where we want to make God's will our own, or make our own will God's will. As in, you know, if we really want something, we're going to say, oh, well, God wants this for me, and we're going to convince ourselves. But unless it's really for us from God, we're not going to get the blessing out of it that we deserve or He wants us to have. Amen. So let's pray and then we'll get right into it. Dear Jesus, Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that we have an outlet to read about you, but also put in contrast you versus our adversary or enemy, the devil. God, you have given us a spirit of power and sound mind and not of timidity, as your word says. And we want to come to you today with an aspiration to, or not aspiration, but a desire to honor you and really know what your will is, or you're speaking to us directly or through someone else, that we not allow ourselves to become our own God, but put the focus on you. You know, it says in your word that you alone are the shelter from the enemy, and that you are. We thank you that you're there to shelter us and give us guidance. And as we read Isaiah 48 today, I ask that you would open our eyes and give us wisdom on how to submit when in our flesh we really don't want to. You know, a lot of times it's difficult to really understand your will and your desire. But when we put away all our fleshly wants and our ideas of what you want for us, and really call upon you for your wisdom, and put everything down on paper that we want for ourselves, and then take that, tear it up, and discard it, and say, no, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. So, dear God, give us wisdom as we read these pages from your word today, and allow us to come away with a mighty word and fuel for the next following week. We pray all this in the name of your Son, Jesus, and the power of your holy blood. Amen. Amen. So, we just start reading here. I start at Isaiah chapter 48, verse 1. Hear ye this, O house of Jacob. This is Isaiah. He's talking to, particularly the house of Jacob, but descendants of Jacob, which is Israel. And as you know, Israel, even to this day, has a hard time submitting to God's will as his people. And it's been going on for ages. It has been better, but there's still that obstinate attitude. And it's not just Israel, but everywhere around the world. And that's why it's important that we really listen to what God is telling us, so we can avoid disappointment or, you know, something unexpected that's not good for us around the bend. All right, so reading in chapter 1. Hear ye this, O house of Jacob, which are called by the name of Israel, and are come forth out of the waters of Judah, which swear by the name of the Lord, and make mention of the God of Israel, but not in truth nor in righteousness. For they call themselves of the holy city, and stay themselves upon the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is his name. Verse 3, I have declared the formal things from the beginning, and them suddenly, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I shewed them. I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. So God is explaining through the words of, I think here he's talking directly to the house of Jacob, his power, and, you know, reminding them exactly, you know, who it is they're serving. I have declared the formal things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I shewed them. I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. Because I knew that thou art obstinate, and thy neck is an iron sinew, and thy brow brass, I have even from the beginning declared it to thee. Before it came to pass, I shewed it to thee, lest thou shouldest say, mine idol hath done them, and my graven image and my molten image hath commanded them. Continuing on in verse 6. Thou hast heard, see all this, and will not ye declare it? I've shewed thee new things from this time, even hidden things, and thou didst not know them. So God's basically saying, I have shown you this. I've shown you the way. You've seen my magnificent power. Why do you behave obstinate and against my will? Amen. So we see here that there's that struggle of listening to the word of Jesus. Continued verse 7. They are created now and not from the beginning. Well, let's go back up to 6. Thou hast heard and seen all this, and will not ye declare it? I have shewed thee new things from this time, even hidden things, and thou didst not know them? Verse 7, they are created now, and not from the beginning, even before the day when thou heardest, even before the day when thou heardest them not, lest thou shouldest say, behold, I knew them. You say that you hear the word of God. You know, how many times have you said, I heard what you said, and, you know, they might say, well, did you? Because if you did, you would be doing what I'm saying. Whether it's, you know, through your minister, as you were growing up, your parents, even a brother or a sister, amen. So be sure, you know, when we tell God that we understand, you know, it's so easy to say, I understand. But when we don't, we're more or less being hypocrites. And that in itself is a sin. So here is encouraging, don't be hypocritical. Yea, thou heardest not, yea, thou knowest not, yea, from that time that thine ear was not open. For I knew that thou wouldest deal very treacherously, and was called a transgressor from the womb. Anytime it's talking about from the womb, it's from birth, from the beginning of time. Continue verse 9. For my name's sake, and I defer mine anger, and for my praise will I refrain from thee, that I cut thee not off. See, God still remains with us. Even though we mess up, he's there to give us that second chance and third chance. But it also says in the Bible that God does not strive with man forever. So it's important that we really listen and not just assume this is what God's telling us, but know there is a difference. For mine own sake, even for mine own sake, will I do it. Switched the verse 10. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Verse 11. For mine own sake, even for my own sake, will I do it, for how should my name be polluted? And I will not give my glory unto another. 12. Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he, I am the first, I am the last. In Matthew it talks of, I am the first, the last, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the God of all creation, and your friend. There's also a song called this, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. The God of all creation and my personal friend. That's a great group. It's called a cappella. So look them up sometime. I love that song. But anyway, continuing on, we hear God encouraging his children of Israel. The hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he, I am the first, I also am the last. Mine hand also hath laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand hath spanned the heavens. When I call unto them, they stand up together. 14. All ye, assemble yourselves and hear which among them hath declared these things. Gather yourself, renew your heart towards the Lord, and know his will. I feel like many times we are in the depths of decision and we kind of just make a decision for ourselves and not really hear God. Again, it goes back to trying to make what we want to happen God's will, which is also assumption, which is a sin, as the Bible says. Verse 14, all ye assemble yourselves and hear which among them have declared these things. The Lord hath loved him, he will do his pleasure on Babylon, and his arm shall be on the Chaldeans. And as you know, Babylon, that was where the big tower that they made, and then God changed the language of the people, and that's why we have so many languages. Had Babylon sinned, we would all speak whatever. Well, I guess at the time would have been Hebrew, so everybody spoke Hebrew. So, yeah, that's something to think about. Continuing in verse 15 and closing up as we approach verse 20 to complete chapter 48. It says, I have spoken ye, I have called him, I have brought him, and he shall make his way prosperous. So God speaks to you, God speaks to us, he calls us to do his will, and if we follow it, he will make us prosperous. 16, come ye near unto me, hear ye this, I have not spoken in secret from the beginning, from the time that it was, there am I, and now the Lord God and his Spirit hath sent me. 17, thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. This is Isaiah speaking to the house of Jacob, or the descendants of Israel, the house of Jacob. Verse 18, O that thou hast hearkened to my commandments. And that's in an exclamation point. So more readily or more accurately, O that thou hast hearkened to my commandments, then had thy peace been as a river, and thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. In 19, thy seed also had been as the sand, and the offspring of thy bowels, like the gravel thereof. His name should not have been cut off, nor destroyed before me. Verse 20 to wrap it up. Go ye forth of Babylon, flee from the Chaldeans, flee from sin, go towards God. With a voice of singing, declare ye, tell this, utter it even to the end of the earth, say ye. The Lord hath redeemed his servant Jacob. The Lord has had mercy on Jacob. And that is the end of Isaiah 48. So, we see a parallel of God being the miracle worker, and just the sheer arrogance of, I imagine, some of these people. Isaiah is speaking to them and saying, God has shown you this time and time again. Why have you forsaken, and why do you doubt his goodness? And then yet again, it says, he has not forsaken. It says, at the end, the Lord hath redeemed his servant Jacob. He hasn't forsaken him. He's there for him. Amen. The only time we are forsaken is when we allow ourselves to cut that connection from our heart, or our relationship to Jesus Christ. You know, oftentimes it's easy to just give up. But is that what Jesus wants to do? You know, I have circumstances where I won't just assume that this is what I need to say or act. But I'll ask myself, what would Jesus do? And that's all he wants us to do before we act. It says in the Bible that we are to take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. I believe that's in Romans. And very simply, that means we don't assume that God is going to give us what we want at the time. Because it also says in the Bible that God withholds no good thing. And if he withholds no good thing, if God is basically giving us the best of the best that he can, then what we think is good isn't. Because it says right there in the scripture, amen. And this is what we're hearing from Isaiah is, you know, why doubt, or why not believe in this God that has been for you? He could have destroyed you. He could have, given up on you a long time ago. But he loves you. You know, that's why the difference between Jesus Christ and us humans, you know, or Gentiles, as it were, is God gives us the opportunity to f- fail and kind of hang ourselves, and then we realize our failure. Hopefully we do. And he helps us. You know, he's not angry or, you know, pissing a fit. I mean, he might be shaking his head as in, what don't they understand about this? And may I point out that it says in the Bible that God is not wringing his hands, or, it's in Psalms. It said he is not tossing his hand and trying to figure out your future or something along those lines. But I know it's in Psalms when he's talking to David, is, I know your plans. And basically David comes back and he's like, yes, I put my faith in you. I believe. And that's pretty much all of the Psalms that we hear, is this constant word from David saying, oh, I believe. So it's pretty amazing how we go read the Psalms and we hear David. Now, you have to realize, I believe Solomon, if I'm not mistaken, was David's, Absalom was David's son, but I believe Solomon was David's dad. I believe it was Saul. And then Solomon, I'll have to check that family line. But anyway, the point is, again, I have not gone to school for theology, etc., in the Bible. But I believe that the only way we learn more about it is to read it and get something new every time. And, you know, we're not going to understand everything just like that. And that's why God has written it in such a way. And as you said in the previous episode, the Bible is not designed, you know, just to read. It's more of a map to help us on this road of life that God has put before us. So I feel, you know, what God is speaking through this episode today is, you know, obviously Isaiah speaking to the Israelites, and the first thing he says is, hear ye this. You know, don't just let it go from one ear and out the other. You know, I'm trying to impress upon you that God loves you. And yo, it's interesting to note that Jacob wrestled with the angel, so even he wrestled. So is it surprising that his descendants, or the house of Jacob, would be obstinate before the Lord God? Not at all. I love how it says in verse 6, thou hast heard, see all this, and will not ye declare it? Like, if you see, a good example is like when you go to a football game. I kind of want to, on some of the plays, you see the referee, you know, call this, and you kind of want to quote the Bible right there and look at the referee and say, thou hast heard and seen this play. Won't you declare it? You know, why did you call that penalty when it was clearly, you know, that was actually a pretty good play? Why did we call that? Well, we're not talking about football, but I just thought that was kind of a funny corollary between the, you know, what Isaiah speaking to the house of Jacob is, you know, you've seen God's work. You just saw what he did, you know, and God, you know, it did a lot for Israel. All you have to do is go back and look more in the Old Testament, you know, after Leviticus, and then, I mean, heck, he helped them get across the ocean when the Pharaoh and his army were trying to, you know, kill him and, you know, the people of Israel. So, you've seen all that is basically what Isaiah is saying. It's still you're obstinate. Why? Why not ye declare it? I have shewed ye new things from time, even hidden things, and thou didst not know them. So the people are like, he showed them or shewed them, and they're like, wow, I didn't know that. You're kidding me. It's right there. God did it for you. And you're in awe. You didn't know. I mean, I'm sure Isaiah might have been thinking in his carnal mind, how stupid can you get? Right? But then, you know, that's thoughts from the devil, and, you know, that influence that we're supposed to turn away our ear from and then turn our ear back towards God. So in here, you know, it continues on, and in verse 12 it says, hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he. I am the first. I also am the last. And here he's, that's God talking. And remember, he's talking through Isaiah. And I love in 16, come ye near unto me, ye hear this, hear ye this. I have not spoken in secret from the beginning, from the time that it was, there am I, and now the Lord God in his spirit hath sent me. You know, I haven't hidden anything from y'all. You know, what I'm saying about God should be a surprise to you. You should, you know this already and be implementing it. You know, I think of, again, going back to football, and you guys have to forgive me because I love sports, where the coach, you know, it's in training and they're talking and everything, and basically the players are like, that's new, I never saw that. And the coach was, well, we talked about it last week. Did you not take notes? What I said was true. I mean, we're going to run from this point. The defense is going to attack us on the offside. And the offensive quarterback is going to throw the ball. The wide receiver is going to catch it. Then run, pass it, hand pass it over to the cornerback. The tight end, and he's going to run it in for a touchdown. And they're like, okay. Yeah, I remember. And so, it's kind of like here Isaiah is having to remind Jacob's family, i.e. Israel, that God loves them and he wants to be there for them. And I feel there's this, you know, struggle a lot of people, you know, with all this mess that's going around in the Senate, and then this impeachment that wants to be done on Donald Trump. You know, these people are really blaspheming God in that this man that is, I'm not saying Trump does everything right, and, you know, he's human. We don't all do things right. You know, we're not perfect. But still, you know, he prays, and, you know, before he signs a document, prays everybody. And you hear people say, well, Obama did that too. Well, there's a difference between just doing it and then actually meaning it. Trump really means it, and that is why he has been so successful, guys, is because he has called on his Heavenly Father, and ask for wisdom to help with our country. Amen. And I think that pretty much sums it up, is don't doubt that God is here for us, guys. You know, you can be patriotic, you can, you know, raise your guns and everything, but also don't forget that God is protecting us too. Now, am I saying that I'm against guns or whatever? No, not at all. What I'm saying is put most of your faith in the weapon of love and power in Jesus's mighty name. Not so much in a physical weapon. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening. Amos Waterbury. Again, if you want to contact us, if you have any questions, email us at soldiersforchristm@gmail.com, and we'll be happy to reach out to you. Remember, don't doubt what God is speaking to and what He has shown you. You know, when times get difficult, and especially right now, it's difficult because our nation is kind of in an uproar. It's still peaceable, but there's still things going on, and certainly the impeachment with the president is something that God never intended to be started or something, but it's through the arrogance, the human arrogance, that, you know, this confusion is brought up. And as it says in the scripture, God is not the author of confusion. So, as much as Trump wants to have him in the picture, you know, the Democrats, I doubt Nancy Pelosi has taken every thought captive. And, you know, I'm not here to pinpoint anybody and say they're wrong. You know, we're all wrong at some point. But I just feel like what God's speaking here is that we need to put our focus on Him. We need to trust what He's doing, because we've seen how He's manifested His power. You know, not only do we read it in the book, but we have our own personal miracles. My second oldest brother almost died just before Thanksgiving. And literally, I mean, he cleared a stop sign in an 18-wheeler. It was a dirt truck. And the whole cab, whenever he landed, all crushed inside. There was only a couple scratches, and he only had a bruised lung and a splintered collarbone. Well, I think it was actually broken. That's all it came out of it. And by all indications, he should have died. So even there, God has a miracle. And I will share more about that on another episode of this podcast. We'll have miracle stories, and you know, that can be one. And I might even see if I can get him on the podcast. But if not, we'll at least have the story. So, guys, thank you so much. Remember, God is with you. Don't forget to email us if you have any questions. And we'll talk to you next time. God bless you. Amen. Well, that was very encouraging, and we can tell through the words of Isaiah that you truly find your greatest joy when you trust the Lord. Amen. You've been listening to episode 8 of FSC, A Walk with God podcast. We're happy that you joined and are listening to this episode. Again, don't forget to check out those podcasts that we mentioned before as we support them. And remember to always, always seek God for wisdom, because He is the master of your future. You are the guide of your future, but He's the master of your future. He tells you where to go, and you make the choice whether you want to go that way or this way. Choose what He tells you. Amen. Well, thank y'all so much for listening to this episode. God be with you. And on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, take the time just to thank Him for being there and putting His arm of protection around you and love. Because as it says in Isaiah, He could have forsaken you, but He chose not to. He hasn't forsaken us, and He never will if we cling to His teaching. And I think of a child listening to the words of his father as he's growing up. And how when you grow up, when you listen to the words of your parents, you have a good future, providing your parents are teaching you the right way and allowing you to be your own person, but at the same time loving you. How there is a distinct difference of who you are as a person later on. So don't be discouraged. Take comfort that God has you in His hands. You've seen or experienced at some point in your life His wonderful mercy. And if you're just coming to know our wonderful Savior, then just pray the simple prayer of, "Dear Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm not perfect, but You can restore the years that the locusts have eaten, and You will. You know my future, and You know I have a desire to serve You. Please help me get to know You better. I ask You into my life with all my heart. In the name of Your powerful blood, amen." Well, guys, it's been wonderful. This is the end of episode 8. We'll catch you next time. Remember, trust God and walk humbly before Him. Amen.